Hey there, curious cats. I'm Andy, and today we're diving into the world of glamour, scandal, and high fashion. Ever seen that famous double G logo on a handbag, a belt, or maybe a pair of flashy loafers? You know the one. It's bold, it's iconic, it screams luxury. Yep, we're talking about Gucci. Now, you might think of Gucci as that brand celebrities flaunt during red carpet events, or the logo plastered all over Instagram influencers' outfits. But behind the glittering storefronts and glossy ads lies a story full of ambition, betrayal, reinvention, and even murder. Today we unravel how a tiny leather shop from Florence became a global fashion empire. And trust me, it's one wild ride. So buckle up, because the Gucci story is more than just fashion. It's also about family feuds, reinvention, and how a struggling brand transformed into a cultural powerhouse. Our story starts in the heart of Italy. It's 1921, and a man named Guccio Gucci opens a small shop in Florence selling leather goods. But here's the twist: Guccio wasn't a fashion designer by trade. Before launching his shop, he worked as a bellhop at the Savoy Hotel in London. And it was there that inspiration struck. Can you imagine it? Young Guccio, in his crisp uniform, watching wealthy guests parade through the hotel lobby, with their elegant luggage, finely tailored suits, and that aura of effortless luxury. He didn't just carry their bags, he studied them. He understood that style was more than just clothes. It was a language, and he wanted to speak it fluently. Back in Florence, he combined traditional Tuscan craftsmanship with the sophistication he observed abroad. The result? Handmade leather bags, equestrian-inspired goods, and a boutique that catered to the elite. Over time, his reputation blossomed. Locals admired the durability. Tourists admired the flair. And Gucci, the brand, was born. Fast forward to the 1950s, and Gucci was gaining serious momentum. The brand became synonymous with status and taste. One standout, the Gucci loafer, introduced in 1953. Not just any shoe. It had that sleek gold horse bit across the top. A nod to Gucci's equestrian roots. That loafer. It's still a fashion staple today. But things really got glamorous when celebrities joined the fan club. Elizabeth Taylor, Jackie Kennedy, Audrey Hepburn. Each one helped cement Gucci's place in the high society spotlight. Jackie Kennedy loved a particular Gucci shoulder bag so much that the brand renamed it the Jackie. Talk about influence. Now, you might be thinking, so far, so stylish. But here's where the story takes a darker turn. Enter the Gucci family drama. By the 1980s, Guccio's grandchildren were running the company. Among them was Maurizio Gucci, who would become the central figure in one of fashion history's most notorious tales. When Maurizio took over, the business was struggling. Sales were down, the brand had become diluted, and the infighting among family members was brutal. Maurizio tried to modernize Gucci. He hired new designers, cut down on licensing deals that had cheapened the brand name, and pushed for a new image. But he wasn't exactly a business genius. The company continued to lose money, and the boardroom battles grew nastier. Eventually, Maurizio sold his remaining shares in Gucci in 1993, marking the end of Gucci family involvement in the brand. And then, in 1995, he was gunned down outside his Milan office. The killer, a hitman hired by his ex-wife, Patrizia Reggiani. Yes, you heard that right. His ex-wife Dora, dubbed by tabloids as the Black Widow, was convicted of ordering his murder and sentenced to 29 years in prison. The trial stunned Italy. Scorned ex-wife, luxury fashion, a millionaire heir. It was the plot of a Hollywood movie. And eventually it became one. Remember the 2021 film House of Gucci with Lady Gaga? That's the story. But while the headlines were sizzling, something brilliant was happening behind the curtains. In the mid-90s, a new star stepped onto the Gucci stage, Tom Ford. If you don't know him, Tom Ford is the guy who basically saved Gucci's soul. When he took over as creative director in 1994, Gucci wasn't cool anymore. But Ford had a vision: sleek, sexy, unapologetically modern. Think velvet pantsuits, plunging necklines, and daring ads that walked the line between provocative and artistic. Under Ford, Gucci's fortunes turned around, and fast. The company's image was recharged, its sales soared, and soon it wasn't just surviving. It was defining the decade. Ford's 1995 and 1996 collections became instant classics, and celebrities lined up for a taste of that Gucci magic. In fact, Madonna once said that what Tom Ford did for Gucci was incredible. And coming from the queen of reinvention herself, that's high praise. By the early 2000s, Gucci had morphed into a global luxury titan. It had joined forces with Yves Saint Laurent and other fashion powerhouses under what eventually became the Kering Group, a French-based luxury conglomerate that now owns the brand. After Ford and CEO Domenico De Soli left in 2004, Gucci entered another chapter. Time for more reinvention. Enter Alessandro Michele. If Tom Ford gave Gucci its sharp, sexy silhouette, Michele brought it over-the-top romance. Eclectic, gender-fluid, and artistic, his take on fashion turned Gucci into a playground of colours, prints, and nostalgia. Think 1970s wallpaper patterns, on runway coats or sneakers with pearls. He made maximalism beautiful. And young people responded. Gucci wasn't just high-end. It became culturally relevant again. Rap lyrics, Instagram feeds, red carpets. The brand was everywhere. And here's a fun fact. In 2018, Gucci became the most searched fashion brand in the world. Think about that for a second. In a world oversaturated with labels, trends, and clickbait, Gucci still managed to stand out. That speaks volumes. But, as always with Gucci, change is constant. Michele stepped down in 2022, and the brand brought in a new creative director, Sabato De Sarno, signalling yet another evolution. Fashion insiders eagerly await his touch. So what makes Gucci so endlessly fascinating? Is it the style? The scandals? The way it reinvents itself again and again? Maybe it's all of the above. Because behind every handbag and logo is a story of ambition, transformation, and family drama that reads like a Shakespearean play. Gucci isn't just a brand, it's a saga. A symbol of luxury, yes, but also of resilience and constant reinvention. So next time you see that famous double G logo, remember, it's more than just fashion. It's history. It's controversy. It's culture. It's Gucci. That's it for today's episode of Curious Cat, where we turn brand names into deep dives and Instagram posts into stories worth telling. I'm Andy, and it's been a true pleasure scratching beneath the surface with you. Think about this. If a single family in Florence could turn a leather bag into a cultural phenomenon, what stories could we be missing in the things we use every day? Until next time, stay curious.